Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach, Lashana Tova, a very happy new year to you according to Leviticus 23. Today is New Year's Day on the Most High God's calendar. Today is Tishrei 1, so it's also Rosh Kodesh, the head of the month. It's Rosh Hashanah, which means the head of the year. It's Yom Teruah, which means the blasting or the sounding of the shofar. Hallelujah! Today is the day of the sounding or the blasting of the shofar. It's the day to shout our praises to Yahweh, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the owner of the earth, the Lord that sits above the earth, the Lord that judges all the living creatures. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Today is a very, very special day. It's a very special appointment on the Most High God's calendar. It's a high Sabbath and one of the highest Sabbaths in the year. Hallelujah! Praise be unto the Most High God. He has done great things for us. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Today is a day to make noise, to give a shout of praise unto the Lord, a day to dance for joy. It's a day, Liboshika Yandaribo Robo Shanda, the day that no man knows, Mandarabo Shanda, also known as the hidden day, Manderebo Rimama Shandarababosa. Blessed be the name of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Praise be unto the Maker for the previous year and for this new year. Masiko riba shandarababosa. Riko riba shandarababosa. Blessed be this day, because this is the day that mankind was made as the pinnacle of creation. Hallelujah! On this day, mankind was crowned in the heavens and on the earth. Hallelujah! On this day, mankind was given a chance to sit on the throne of the Most High God and be bowed down before the angels in the heavens. Mandarabo Rikabashanda. Today is a very special day because it is the day on which mankind was made. On this day, we also remember the first coming of Yahushua HaMashiach to this earth, for he is the restored Vav. Masata Yelebo Rima Mama. This day reminds us of preparation for the coming holy rapture to the heavens. Mandarabo Rika Mama Shanda. At the same time, is the day that commemorates the holy rapture to the heavens of the bride of Yahushua HaMashiach, the 144,000 mentioned in Revelation 14. Masaka Yelebo Rima Mama. Father, we give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise. Rika we give a shout of praise. We give a shout of praise. We give a shout of praise to the Most High God. We give a shout of praise. Hallelujah! 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 Blessed be the name of the Most High God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We lift you high, Lord. We lift you high in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah! We blast the shofar in honor of you. Hallelujah! 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 In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. He has done great things. He has has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. 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 Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. 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 Bless his holy name. He has done great things. 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 Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The heavens and earth are full of your glory, O Yah. We worship you. We honor you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We bow before you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We enter your courts with thanksgiving and with praise. There is none like you, O Yah. All other gods, they are the works of men. You are the only God. There is none like you. All other gods, they are the works of men. You are the only God. There is none like you. All other gods, They are the works of men. You are the only God. There is none like you. All other gods, they are the works of men. You are the only God. There is none like you. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God. God, reliable God, reliable God, dependable God. Unshakable God. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. Hallelujah. Isaiah 58 says, shout out loud, don't hold back, raise your voice like a shofar, proclaim to my people, Rima Shata Yelebo Sanda. I'll stop there. Shout out loud, don't hold back, raise your voice like the shofar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let's read Isaiah 54. Masaka yandareboshanda. The first few verses. Sing, barren woman. Masekereboshanda. Sing for joy to God our strength. Sing for joy to God our strength. Sing for joy to God our strength. Hallelujah. Sing, O barren woman, who has never had a child. Burst into song, shout for joy. Sing, barren woman,
who has never had a child, burst into song, shout for joy, you who have never been in labor. For the deserted wife will have more children than the woman who is living with her husband, says Yahweh. Maribo Shatayanda, enlarge the space for your tent, extend the curtains of your dwelling. Do not hold back, lengthen your cords, make your tent pegs firm, for you will spread out to the right and the left. Your descendants will possess the nations and inhabit the desolated cities. Don't be afraid, for you won't be ashamed. Don't be discouraged, for you won't be disgraced. You will forget the shame of your youth, no longer remember the dishonor of being widowed, for your husband is your maker. Yahweh Zevaot is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He will be called the God of all the earth. For Yahweh has called you back like a wife abandoned and grief-stricken. A wife married in her youth cannot be rejected, says your God. Briefly, I abandoned you, but with great compassion, I am taking you back. I was angry for a moment and hid my face from you, but with everlasting grace, I will have compassion on you, says Yahweh, your Redeemer. For me, this is like Noah's flood. Just as I swore that no flood like Noah's would ever again cover the earth, so now I swear that never again will I be angry with you or rebuke you. For the mountains may leave and the hills be removed, but my grace will never leave you. Hallelujah. And my covenant of peace will not be removed, says Yahweh, who has compassion on you. I'm going to stop there. The main focus of this chapter is verse 1. Seeing barren woman who has never had a child burst into song for joy. You who have never been in labor, for the deserted wife will have more children than the woman who is living with her husband, says Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This scripture is very true and very much related to Rosh Hashanah. The reason for me sharing it is because it came to pass in the life of Hannah, the wife of Elkanah. Is it the wife? Yeah, his name was Elkanah, the son of Yeroham. That's 1 Samuel chapter 1. I'm reading from the complete Jewish Bible, but let me switch to the World English Bible. Verse 1 says, now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim, of the hill country of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuf, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up out of the city from year to year to worship and to sacrifice to Yahweh of armies in Shiloh. Hallelujah. Then he starts to talk about the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, who are Hophni and Phinehas, priests to Yahweh were there, and when the day came that Elkanah sacrificed, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions, but to Hannah he gave a double portion, for he loved Hannah, but Yahweh had shut up her womb. Her rival provoked her severely to irritate her because Yahweh had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to Yahweh's house, her rival provoked her, therefore she wept and didn't eat. Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you eat? Why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on his seat by the doorpost of Yahweh's temple. She was in bitterness of soul and prayed to Yahweh in weeping. She vowed a vow and said to Yahweh of armies, if you will indeed look at the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a boy, then I will give him to Yahweh all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. Now Hannah spoke in her heart. Hannah spoke in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. Eli said to her, how long will you be drunk? Get rid of your wine. Hannah answered, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have not been drinking wine or strong drink, but I poured out my soul before Yahweh. Don't consider your servant a wicked woman, for I have been speaking out of the abundance of my complaint and provocation. Then Eli answered, go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant your petition that you have asked him. She said, let your servant find favor in your sight. So the woman went her way and ate, and her facial expression wasn't sad anymore. They rose up in the morning early and worshipped before Yahweh and returned and came to their house to Ramah. Then Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and Yahweh remembered her. Hallelujah. That's verse 19. When the time had come, Hannah conceived and bore a son, and she named him Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of Yahweh. The man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to Yahweh the yearly sacrifice and his vow, but Hannah didn't go up, for she said to her husband, not until the child is weaned, then I will bring him, that he may appear before Yahweh and stay there forever. Elkanah, her husband, said to her, do what seems good to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may Yahweh establish his word. So the woman waited and nursed her son until she weaned him. Okay, I'm going to stop there because I'm running out of time. So the main point of reading this chapter is verse 19. Yahweh remembered Hannah, and Hannah conceived, as verse 20 says. So Hannah conceived on Rosh Hashanah, and 7 months later she had Samuel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Yahweh. Now the other scripture that is relevant to this day, I think, is Genesis 21, where the angels appear to Abraham after he has circumcised himself. They call it after he has received the sign, and the sign or the mark is the circumcision. So this is basically Sarah conceived Isaac on this day and gave birth to him 7 months later as well, which is the Hebrew month Nisan. But I need to stop here for now and continue in the next audio. Remain blessed in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Shabbat Shalom, Hag Sameach, and Lashana Tova. Happy New Year.